How glass is made. A simple explanation. Glass is made through a series of steps involving a few simple materials. First, sand, soda ash, and limestone are mixed together. These ingredients are then heated in a furnace at very high temperatures, usually around 1,700 degrees Celsius, 3,092 degrees Fahrenheit. This intense heat melts the mixture into a hot liquid form of glass. Once the glass is melted, it can be shaped into different forms. There are several methods for this, including blowing, molding, and casting. For example, in glass blowing, artisans blow air into a blob of molten glass to create bubbles and shape it into various items like bottles or ornaments. In molding, the liquid glass is poured into molds to create specific shapes like glass cups or panes. After the glass has been shaped, it needs to be cooled slowly. This is done in a special oven called an annealing layer. Slowly cooling the glass helps to reduce internal stresses and prevent cracks or breaks. If the glass cooled too quickly, it might be uneven and break easily. Once the cooling process is complete, the glass is polished to give it a smooth and shiny surface. It is also inspected to ensure that there are no defects or imperfections. After this final check, the glass is ready for use in a variety of products, such as windows, bottles, and decorative items.
Glass is made through a series of steps involving a few simple materials. First, sand, soda ash, and limestone are mixed together. These ingredients are then heated in a furnace at very high temperatures, usually around 1,700 degrees Celsius. This intense heat melts the mixture into a hot, liquid form of glass. Once the glass is melted, it can be shaped into different forms. There are several methods for this, including blowing, molding, and casting. For example, in glass blowing, artisans blow air into a blob of molten glass to create bubbles and shape it into various items like bottles or ornaments. In molding, the liquid glass is poured into molds to create specific shapes like glass cups or panes. After the glass has been shaped, it needs to be cooled slowly. This is done in a special oven called an annealing layer. Slowly cooling the glass helps to reduce internal stresses and prevent cracks or breaks. If the glass cooled too quickly, it might be uneven and break easily. Once the cooling process is complete, the glass is polished to give it a smooth and shiny surface. It is also inspected to ensure that there are no defects or imperfections. After this final check, the glass is ready for use in a variety of products, such as windows, bottles, and decorative items.